About it.
We interrupt your regular scheduled programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And once again, welcome everyone to Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio tonight. The third-ranked Crusaders entertain the eighth-ranked South Sioux City Cardinals in a clash between two tradition-rich powers from their respective states. It's a special Tuesday night edition of Crusader Basketball from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the girls enter the final week of the regular season. To all listening in our audience today, big welcome from Bishop Heelan and Catholic Radio. We want to welcome you to the beginning of what's going to be a very busy week of Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio. Tonight's game, though, it pits the third-ranked Crusaders reporting a 17-1 season mark. They're coming off a 72-37 victory over Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln this past Saturday in a game that you heard here on Catholic Radio. While the Cardinals, under coach Steve Selk, stand 13-7 on the season, and they rode the scoring talents of Brooklyn Heineman and Bella Moret to a hard-fought two-point win over a very good and rated Bennington Badger team this past weekend. Tonight, it's a battle between two teams who have big postseason aspirations as they get their final tune-ups ready prior to potential runs to the state tournament. As always, alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Abby DeMars back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary, and once again, we welcome all of you in our listening audience to another night of Bishop Heelan Basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's contest. KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio, and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, we want to send a heartfelt thanks out to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan athletics throughout the year on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. We'd especially like to welcome our listening audience who are not only Crusader fans, but perhaps South Sioux City Cardinal fans. We hope you enjoy tonight's ball game if you can't get out here to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computers. Tom, you got two very good teams ready to take center stage tonight on the Freilich family floor here. We'll resume a great traditional rivalry that spans many, many decades.
Many decades. Kelly Flynn just recently inducted into the South Sioux City Hall of Fame, I believe it was. The guy that built South Sioux City girls basketball. And I know they've had a couple tough years, but this team this year is one that I think is headed in the right direction. Had familiar names in there. They're very young with, again, they're playing three sophomores. But if there's a Robinette on the team, I'm sure that is an old school South Sioux City girls basketball name.
Absolutely, and I think Coach Steve Selk has done a really nice job with this group. They don't have huge numbers, but they've had a very, very good season. They've spent Class B in Nebraska, again, a big win last weekend. And I'm really anxious to see the talents of Brooklyn Heineman, a 5'7 senior. Brooklyn leads the team in almost every category. She scores right at 17 points a game. She averages 7.2 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and almost 4 steals a game. So, here's a player that's the total package, similar to what we see with a Brooklyn Stanley on the Crusader floor. So it should be a good one, and it's always great to see this rivalry come take another page into the books here. It's been a good one throughout the years.
Absolutely. And again, this is probably the prime game for the Crusaders, really. The best test we'll have here prior to the postseason. So this is one that we're looking forward to. We just had Parents' Night, celebrated some phenomenal seniors, not only with players but managers. And the impressive thing is they announced those six young ladies, and their cumulative GPA was a 3.95. Yeah, I mean, when you say student-athlete, it is definitely a student-first with these kids. And and what a great representation they are of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School.
And not only the players, but also the senior cheerleader and manager, Alyssa Shore, is our lone senior cheerleader.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Maddie Demke, Carly Cobb, Brooklyn Stanley, Julie Verzel, and Caitlin Porath are our five players, and Kayla Cobb is our basketball manager. So that's been a great group of kids. And you said, my goodness, almost a 4.0 team GPA. Not only are they good on this basketball floor, they're also awful good in the classroom as well. And,
Coach, I was a 4.0. I was a 1 point my freshman year, 1 point my sophomore year, junior and senior year.
Just imagine if the teachers hadn't liked you.
Exactly.
But kudos to them, and kudos to a great season to close their campaign here. It's hard to believe this is the last full week of the season prior to the playoffs. And man, it's cruised by here. We had a little interruption with weather in early January, but man, I tell you what, it's fired right through. It's going to be a busy week here on Catholic Radio. We've got I'll make the trip down to Abraham Lincoln, and we'll cover the doubleheader there at AL on Friday, and then we're back here Saturday afternoon with coverage of the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson games. Again, that's a 12:30 and 2 o'clock tip-off on Saturday, and then the girls will sit back and see what the playoffs hold for them. I would imagine they'll get a first-round bye, and we'll be in action late next week. The boys will have one more game after this weekend. They'll go down and play the traditionally tough Scott Catholic team in Omaha.
Are we down there?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We're still kind of making that decision. But Scott Catholic's got another great ball team. And tell you what, we've mentioned it before on our coverage that this has not been an easy end of the season for the Crusader men. And hopefully they'll get a little bit more healthy and ready to roll.
Yeah I think we're going to see on Friday night the return of, at least in a limited role, both Quinn Olson and Brady Schultz. And Crusaders, like I said, they got three good games to just kind of find their rhythm before going into tournament time, and I think they're ready to do it.
You're listening to the Verity Group Crusader pregame show ahead of tonight's contest with the South Sioux City Cardinals. We'll be back after hearing from some of our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on the home of Bishop Heelan Sports, Catholic Radio, 88.1 on your FM dial. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone, listening tonight's South Sioux City Bishop Heelan Crusader basketball game. It should be a good one, as the Crusaders at 17-1 in the year. They're currently ranked third in Class 4A in the state of Iowa. Well, the South Sioux City Cardinals, they're sporting a 13-7 mark, and they're ranked number 8 in Class B in the state of Nebraska. So an interstate battle between two ranked teams. Tom, just kind of what the doctor orders.
Absolutely, and I think you're going to see a couple of similar styles that both teams like to get the three up. They're going to push the ball, look for open opportunities, and Again, South Sioux City, I don't think they're, with their tradition, they're not going to come in intimidated. So it's going to be a good check for the Crusaders tonight. Just looking district-wise, we're excited for those to come out because, I think we'll have a top seed. It'll be interesting to see what they do with Lamar's. Lamar's had a great year. And
well, the last rankings, I thought they had Lamar's 7, they try and protect the top 8 teams typically.
Yeah, so they did have 7 this week, so the Bulldogs can keep their magic alive. Hopefully they get their own district as well.
And we'd like to see them separated from the Bishop Ealing girls and get both teams to
get
state.
Get them both to state. Well, let's represent Northwest Iowa and two very good teams.
Once again, a big thanks to all you tuning in, whether you be Crusader fans or Cardinal fans. It's great to have you with us tonight. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show. Our other pregame sponsors include Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Healand Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. And when we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineup and opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball on this beautiful Tuesday evening from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Healand Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back. Here are your Security National Bank starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. First of all, for the South Sioux City Cardinals, they stand 13-7 on the season, coached by Steve Selk. The lineup looks like this. Number 4, Brooklyn Heineman. Brooklyn is a 5'7" senior. She averages 16.8 points a game and is an outstanding shooter, 34% from behind the arc and 78% from the free throw line. She leads the Cardinal attack in almost every statistical area. Number 11 is Briley Robinette. She is a 5'10" sophomore. Briley averages 6.5 points a game. Number 13 is Bailey Durant. She's a 5'9" sophomore, averages just shy of 13 points a game. Number 21 is Bella Moret, a 5'10" junior, averages 4.5 points. Bella had a big game against Bennington in that win over them last weekend. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 44, Abby Aiken. She's a 5'10 senior, so she averages 5.5 points a game. So you have two sophomores, two seniors, and a junior in that starting lineup for Coach Selk. They average 52.3 points a game. They shoot it at 39% inside the arc, 24% outside the arc, and 58% from the free throw line. It's a team that gets to the free throw line a lot, so expect a lot of drive action from South Sioux City. Your Bishop Healand Crusaders, 17-1 on the season, of course, coached by Darren Kulstra. The lineup looks like this. Number 1 is Maddie Demke. Maddie is a 5'2" senior, averages 6.1 points a game. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley. Brooklyn's one of those seniors being honored tonight, as Crusaders are going to start all their seniors tonight. So Stanley is a 5'8" senior, averages 13.9 points a game. Maddie Demke averages 6.1 points a game. Also in the lineup tonight is Julie Brazil, a 5'9" senior. Number 35, Caitlin Porak, a 5'7" senior. And rounding out that starting lineup tonight, we'll check who they substitute in, is Carly Kobe. Carly is a 5'8" senior. So four seniors, and we'll get to start tonight for the Crusaders. It's awesome to see as they take the floor here. And right now we're going to turn it over to the public address announcer here at Bishop Healand for our opening prayer prior to the game, as well as our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand as you're able for a pregame prayer and a playing over now.
Amen.
All the preliminaries are in the books. We're ready for basketball. The seniors' starting lineup for the Crusaders tonight: Demke, Cope, Stanley, Verzel, and Porath. So the first time this year we've seen a deviation in that starting lineup. Of course, on senior night, Coach Koolstra and staff is honoring those seniors by giving them the start. It's a nice gesture on his part for the South Sioux City Cardinals: Heineman, Robinette, Durant, Moret, and Aiken. Again, big thanks to our pregame sponsors: Verity Group, We Must Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch's Daily Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. So here we go, Thomas, ready for our opening tip-off. Opening tip-off tonight is sponsored by Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts, and Associates.
Yeah.
We're ready to rock and roll.
I'm excited for these seniors, these five seniors starting. Get out to a quick start. Nothing to make me happier than to see one of those non-starters hit the first bucket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pretty good chance a senior will get the opening bucket.
I think so.
Here we go. South Sioux City's going to control the opening tap, and they're moving left to right on your radio dial, dressed in their blue as they kick it quickly down to Durant. She pops it back outside. It's Murat with the ball. And now you're going to see that Crusader 1-3-1 there as they kick the ball inside. Good passing there as Aiken tried to find an open teammate, and the ball ended up on the floor. It's going to end up jump ball there. And
Demke was a hustle, jump ball. I love the intensity, though, of the 1-3-1. Porath on the point, looking like Brooklyn Stanley out there.
Here come the Crusaders, their first push here. It looks like the South Sioux City Cardinals are going to greet the Crusaders in some man-to-man defense here. Crusaders are going to run a little double high post with Porath and Verzel up high. Stanley coming off a Demke pick, drives in, puts it up, has the ball blocked. She gets control of it back to Demke, over to Porath. She puts up the three. It's good. How about that? How about that? Caitlin Porath.
Couldn't have been any better. Couldn't have written that up better, Coach.
Porath greets the South Sioux City Cardinals in that 1-3-1. They kick it over to Heineman, now baseline. It's Robinette. She misses a short baseline jumper. Here come the Crusaders kicking it quickly up the floor. Maddie Demke crosses midcourt, goes between the circles, pulls it back. Crusaders attacking that 1-3-1 defense from South Sioux City. They kick it left wing to Verzel. Back to Demke. Demke tried to get it inside. Ball's tipped away. She kicks it cross court. Verzel drives into the lane. She puts up a little jumper, and Julie's shot just off the horn. Good looking shot there, though, Thomas.
It was. Two great sets for the Crusaders open up the game.
Here comes the South Sioux City Cardinals. It's always dangerous. Heineman, she gets trapped up high. She's going to kick it left wing, and that's Durant with the ball. They spin it right side now, trying to kick the ball inside, and the ball's tipped away and stolen by Maddie Demke, as she so often does. She scoots it across midcourt, maybe got by with a walk there.
I think she did.
Gives it to Stanley. Stanley crossover dribble, drives in, kicks it out to Verzel. Verzel turns the three down, back up Porath. Corner, Stanley. Stanley drives baseline, gets deep in the hole, and has to pick the dribble up. Backdoor cut by Demke. Demke's left-handed layup's off the mark, rebound by South Sioux. Another good look, just the Crusaders couldn't get it to fall. Here comes the Cardinals pushing it across. They trail 3-0 here. There's a three-pointer, and it's good. Brooklyn Heineman with that three, and I tell you what, you don't want to leave her open
because
she can flat out shoot it. On the other end, Carly Cope, three. It's off the mark, rebounded by Aiken. Here come the Cardinals. Ball game's tied, 3-3. They kick it up quickly. They got somebody up ahead, and they put it in. Nice job there by Robinette of just simply outrunning the Crusaders and getting the easy bucket here. 5:26 to go here. Quarter number one, South Sioux City scored the last five. They lead 5-3 here as the Crusaders spin the ball on the offensive end. They kick a corner, Cobe. She gets cut off back to Porath. Back high to Stanley. Expect Stanley maybe to do something here. She pulls up, three-pointer good.
Big shot. There you go.
Brooklyn Stanley.
And quick timeout, Coach Kulstra.
And so Kulstra's going to get his typical starters back into the ball game. You'll see Melina Snoozy as well as Maddie LaFleur and Abby Lee check back into the ball game. 5:05 to go here in quarter number one. We got a good one going. 6-5 Crusaders under Security National Bank scoreboard. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky Chicken, and the Bargain Center.
The great, you know, really solid start by both teams. Heelan had some great looks. Porath starts us off with a big three to start, you know, start senior night off. And Crusaders now with their original starting five, or the starting five of the entire season with Stanley on the point of that 1-3-1.
Here come the Cardinals now coming out of timeout. Stanley's going to greet them with a little three-quarter court 1-3-1 pressure. With the ball, it's Weaver who's checked into the ball game, playing catch with Heineman. Heineman drives lane, kicks left wing. Nothing going for Durant. She's going to dribble back, or excuse me, Rhett. There's another steal by Demke, but it's stolen back by Sal Sue. Aiken gets it up. She misses the layup, but on the putback, it's missed. Aiken gets another one, and she's going to get to the free throw line. So three point-blank shots don't result in any made baskets, but it's going to put Abby Aiken to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. That foul is going to be whistled on Maddie Demke. One area they don't shoot real well is at the free throw line. Aiken is a pretty good one at 67%, but as you look down that line, a lot of kids that struggle there. But Abby gets that in. Ties the ball game 6-6. Yeah. 4:41 to go here in quarter number one.
The curious if that's Ed Aiken, longtime South Sioux City principal's daughter.
Abby gets from to fall. South Sioux City reclaims the lead at 7-6. Here come the Crusaders. First time they're at it full strength here. On the right wing, it's Abby Lee. She's going to drive into the top of the key. Kicks it left wing. And it's going to be stolen. The entry pass. They were trying to hit Lee cutting to the middle, and it was stolen away. Here comes South Sioux City. They're going to swing it through that 1-3-1 to get it up high. There's a near steal, but Aiken's going to corral the ball up high. Now they've got numbers down low. They pull it back. Abby Aiken kicks it right wing. Weaver three off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Brooklyn Heineman, and Heineman's going to put it back in.
She's a nice player, and again, offensive rebound led to second possession.
Biggest lead of the night for South Sioux City at 3-9-6 here with 3:54 to go. We were halfway through quarter number one, fast-paced. South Sioux up by three. Crusaders with the ball now. And they're going to stay in that man-to-man defense. They're not afraid to put a little pressure up. They out of the inbounds, they have it, lob it in to Abby Lee. Nice assist there by Stanley as Lee gets the bucket.
You know, if I was guarding Abby Lee, I'd put someone behind her, in front of her, and on each side.
Here comes Sal Sue. There's a near foul, and it's going to be a foul whistled on Melina Snoozy as she went for the steal and then basically ran over Durant trying to get the steal. So that's Melina's first second team foul for the Crusaders here. 3:41 to go in quarter number one. Checking in the ball game for Sal Sioux City is once again Robinette, and checking out is going to be Bella Moret. So Robinette will trigger the ball inbounds. She'll get it into Heineman. Again, Heineman makes his team work. And she kicks it corner. Now they take it up high to Robinette. She nearly gets it stolen and now corrals it near midcourt back to Heineman. She kicks it down baseline. Aiken tries to throw it across court and throws it out of bounds. Turnover, South Sioux City.
The Crusaders just being very active. And again, South Sioux looks like they can probably handle a lot of this pressure. They pass the eye test. How's that?
Absolutely. Here's Demke with the ball. Crosses the timeline. Crusaders trail by one, 9-8. Nearing the five-minute mark here of the first quarter, 3:14 left on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Stanley drives in, kicks it to Demke in the corner. Now up high, three-pointer by LaFleur's off the mark. Nice rebound there. by Kiana Weaver. Here comes the South Sioux City Cardinals with a one-point lead as they kick it up, and it's temporarily stolen by Abby Lee and then tied up by Heineman. So with the alternate possession, it's going to stay in the hands of South Sioux City here. We're just under 3 minutes to go in your first quarter. Crusaders down 1-9-8.
You know, for a one-game show tonight, we really had a nice crowd kind of come in here.
Off the inbound set, there's a three-pointer. It's off the mark, but the Crusaders save it under the basket and give up the layup there to Heineman. Kind of the
old
Cardinal sin.
Yeah, the old golden rule, never save it underneath the opponent's basket.
Leads back to three. Snoozy drives base, drives left wing, nothing going. There's another three-pointer by Stanley. Kind of rushed that. She couldn't get it, but got her own rebound. Second chance opportunity. Stanley, hesitation, dribble, and the layup.
Yeah, never, and the second rule, never leave the ball when you're guarding it, as South Sioux City just did.
A little Olay defense by South Sioux City there. As the lead is one. Corner, South Sioux City, they kick it inside. There's a ball stripped away and blocked. Nice defense there by Snoozy. Here come the Crusaders on the move, trying to reclaim the lead as they kick it up to Melina Snoozy, left wing. Melina picks it up, spins it back up high to Demke. Demke just throws the ball away, trying to get inside to Abby Lee. Kind of rushed that post entry there. Nice steal by Aiken. Here come the Cardinals. They're going to push it as the ball is once again blocked out of bounds as Durant took it deep in the hole. But Abby Lee, as she so often does, swats it out of bounds and it'll be Cardinal ball.
Yeah, the Abby Lee swats it, and Maddie LaFleur usually gives her a big chest hit, and I'm afraid she's going to hurt her sometime.
Robinette will trigger the inbound. She kicks it inside to Groves, who's checked into the ball game. Groves is Elena. Eliana Groves misses that jumper. Here come the Crusaders, one and done for the Cardinals. There's Snoozy, her first shot of the night. Good.
Good, good. Good catch and shoot by Molina. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Third three-pointer of the night for the Crusaders allows them to reclaim the lead at 13-11. South Sioux City trying to handle this 1-3-1 pressure. They kick it inside and throw it away. And so the Crusaders now on a little bit of a run here with a chance. That just a minute ago they were down three. Now they're up two with the ball and a chance to broaden that lead with 1:26 to go here in quarter number one. There's Snoozy with the ball between the circles. She's working against Moret. Kick it right wing, Stanley. Stanley takes it into Lee. Lee got a little too deep there and missed the short one. Rebound by the Cardinals. Here come the Cardinals pushing it up quickly. Their layup is off the mark, rebounded by LaFleur. Here come the Crusaders. They've got numbers. They've got Snoozy streaking up the floor ahead of everybody. She flares out to the corner, skips it over to Stanley. Stanley inside to LaFleur. LaFleur's going to be fouled and shoot two. As that foul is going to be whistled on Brooklyn Heineman, her first, team first. It's going to put Miss LaFleur to the line to shoot a pair.
Transition basketball, four players touching the ball, and Maddie LaFleur will go to a place she's not real familiar with this year as a free throw line. She shot more three-pointers than she has free throws.
2 for 7 on the year, and that one kind of goes off. She misses it a little flat. Let's get it up in the air here. Fibercom, as well as Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates, are your premier first quarter sponsors, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. As
Maddie used the rim and got it to fall.
Lead is 3, 14-11. As South Sioux City nearly turns it over again as Demke just tipped it out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of South Sioux City. 47 seconds left in quarter number one, 29 on the shot clock. As they kick it inside, nice little inbound set to Heineman. She didn't have anything. Back to Robinette. They spin it to the left wing. The three-pointers off the mark there. Good look there by Moret, but she couldn't get it to fall. And now here come the Crusaders up three. Chance to build on that lead as Demke's going to run a little clock down. 30 seconds left. There's about a 4 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock as Maddie Demke plays with it up high, takes it right wing, kicks it back. Stanley on down pick, open three, off the mark. But Lee's there for the rebound. Instead of putting it up, she tried to kick it over to Snoozy. Stolen by South Sioux. Now South Sioux's going to get the last look here of the quarter as Heineman flips it back to Robinette.
Whoa.
Robinette puts it up and off the mark there. I think the Heelan student section had a countdown and kind of forced Robinette to throw it up earlier than she should have.
Although there's only 1.5, so it couldn't have been too bad. But she threw up the 25-footer.
Demke's going to let loose for the half quarter. She got it up there and got a little bang board, but it's All for naught. Crusaders 14, South Sioux City 11 after one quarter play. Nice opening stanza here for both teams. We got a good one going here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, on your Security National Bank scoreboard after one quarter play, it's the Crusaders 14, South Sioux City 11. We'll be right back for quarter number two.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and a splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Quarter two begins with the Crusaders with the ball and the lead, 14-11, as they're going to work against that South Sioux City man-to-man defense. They kick it up to LeFleur, high-low down to Abbey, and Abbey just missed the short one there, so one and done for the Crusaders. Here come the Cardinals on the push. Crusaders going to stay in that 1-3-1 defense as Aiken comes out, gives a little post-release there. Now Heineman kicks it left corner. That's Durant. Durant drives in, flips it up, misses it. Nice rebound there by Matty LeFleur. Here come the Crusaders kicking it up quickly. Stanley running the floor, pulls it back right wing, kicks it inside. And Lee's going to be hacked by Abby Aiken. That's Abby's first. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Not really a lot of fouls called. Two on each team here early in the second quarter. Nice second quarter brought to you by Light Forms as well as Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Schramm Electric, Service Master Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS is on the inbound set. Abby Lee misses a three. Ball's rebounded by Stanley, and Stanley misses a putback. Here come the Cardinals. They trail by three. Heineman pushes up quickly, now pulls it back. Spins across court to Weaver. Weaver back right side. Weaver now with the open jumper from the key. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Durant. And she misses a short putback. Good hustle by the Cardinals to get in the second chance. Just can't get it to fall. Here come the Crusaders. Snoozy. Quick three. Good.
Wow. She's found her rhythm, hasn't she? I mean, just catch and shoot. And really, no doubt when it goes up, it's like you're really shocked if it doesn't go in.
Man, she's over 40% for three-pointers on the year now. As Demke gets a steal, takes it all the way coast to coast, and she's going to be fouled going in for the layup. She went down hard, a little slow getting up. And when she does, Demke, Maddie's going to get a pair to shoot here. That foul's going to be whistled on Heineman. That's a big one. That's number two on Brooklyn Heineman, and that's a young lady that the Cardinals can ill afford to have on the bench.
Yeah, they Heineman is without a doubt their best three-point shooter at 34%. The next best shooter with significant looks is Moret at 28%, and so they need her on the court to really stay in this game.
Maddie Demke's in the scorebook with her first free throw falls. Crusaders now up 18-11. 7-point lead is the biggest of the night for the Crusaders. Second free throw by Miss Demke is up and good as well. Crusaders are 3-for-4 early on from the charity stripe. That lead pushes to 8, 19-11. Here come the Cardinals. They kick it cross court, nearly stolen again. Now they kick it far left corner to Weaver, back to Heineman, up high. It's Durant. She drives in. Had a good look there from about 13 feet, and Bailey just couldn't get it to fall. Here come the Crusaders, one and done. And Abby Lee with the three off the mark. Hustle for the rebound. He's going to go out of bounds and belong to the Cardinals. And I like the fact that Abby's added that part to the arsenal, that three-point shot.
Well, what's going to happen is then the post players are going to have to come out and guard her, and she's going to pump fake and go around them.
Coach Selk is going to take a timeout for South Sioux City. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take one with you with 6:05 to go here in quarter two. It's the Crusaders 19, South Sioux City 11. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
Holland Lawn Care is proud to provide homeowners with services that may increase curb appeal and value to your home. Your lawn is Holland Lawn Care's priority. Holland Lawn Care serves both commercial and residential properties, from snow removal of driveways and sidewalks to sprinkler systems, lawn seeding, sod, landscaping rock, and edging. Learn more by contacting Holland Lawn Care at 712-255-1866.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Coming out of the timeout, South Sioux with the ball. Heineman dribbles through the double team and has the ball stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of South Sioux here in their own front court. Checking back in the ball game for the Cardinals will be number 11, Bailey Robinette. Also checking back in is Bella Moret, as Bella gets the inbound set, flips it back to Heineman. Heineman's three is off the mark. Rebound by Snoozy there. Snoozy gets the ball stolen in the backcourt. A little reckless with the ball.
Yep.
And we pay for it as Bailey Durant gets the bucket. And that's the first points of the night for South Sioux City here in the second quarter. The lead stands at 19-13. Crusaders with the ball. Stanley kicks it over to Demke. Demke drives left wing, puts the left-handed layup up, and good.
Yeah. Maddie finishes just like everybody else, really strong with either hand.
7-2 run here in the second quarter. Stretch this lead to 8 as Heineman kicks it right wing. Robinette. Robinette drops it down deep to Durant, and there's going to be a double dribble there. Wasn't quite sure what to do with it as Moret got the ball inside and just couldn't get the job done and turned the ball over. 21-13 here. 5:16 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard in quarter number 2. Here come the Crusaders with the ball. Demke kicks it left wing. Is Snoozy with the ball. She picks her dribble up. Spins it over right side now to Stanley. Stanley crossover dribble into the middle. Back to Snoozy. Snoozy down baseline. Julie Brazol. They spin it over quickly. Demke with another drive. She got cut off. Good defense by the Cardinals. But a backdoor cut by Stanley. And she's going to get free throws. Yep. Aiken is going to be whistled for her second foul.
Good ball movement by the Crusaders. Making the extra pass, and again, that really have played 6 players outside of the senior starters that started the game and just kind of finding a rhythm.
Stanley's first free throw is off the mark. That's a rare miss for Miss Stanley, a 75% free throw shooter. She is now 35 for 48 on the season. As we're going to get our first look tonight at Addie Kleiss, who's going to check into the ball game. So on the floor, it's going to be LaFleur, Kleiss, Stanley, Snoozy, and Lee for the Crusaders. Second free throw now for Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-Stater. She knocks that one down. She's got 6. Snoozy's got 6. They lead the Crusader attack. 22-19 Crusaders here, 4:47 to go. South Sioux City kicks a corner. There's that hard trap and a near jump ball. And instead, the ball is going to be thrown out of bounds. Referee was about ready to whistle a jump ball and kind of swallowed the whistle there. Turnover, South Sioux City. And I think Steve Selk is kind of wondering why that wasn't called.
Yeah, what happened over there? There's a robbery going on.
Stanley kicks the left wing. Snoozy, she gets pressure there. Nice defensive pressure by Durant. Snoozy drives, kicks it inside to Lee. Nice feed. Lee has trouble with it. Has the ball stripped away temporarily. Finally ends up back in the hands of Kleiss. Crusaders, 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Stanley's going to pull it back now. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. She dribbles right. Good little pick and roll there as Lee misses a short one. Abby, uncharacteristically, has missed a couple short ones tonight.
Let's get those out of the system right now before tournament time.
Heineman now breaks the pressure. She kicks it up high. Now they go right corner. Robinette tries to kick it inside. It's tipped out of bounds by Abby Lee. Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS, Barclay Asphalt, Plymouth County Right to Life, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, Service Master of Siouxland and Schramm Electric Joint, Light Forums, and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsor as Snoozy gets the backcourt steal and then was grabbed. I think in the college game, that probably would have been an intentional foul.
Pretty likely, but high school, just let them play on.
Trying to see who they whistled that foul on. And I think the officials are discussing that now.
That was 44, yeah. I believe.
Well, Aiken had two already. I don't think so. But yeah.
Hey, nice little high-low to Maddie LaFleur. And almost gets the finish in there. I like the reverse of the roll on that, Abby to Maddie.
Crusaders now inbound under their own basket as we try and figure out that last foul situation. I think it's going to be whistled on number 13, Durant, as the Crusaders now inbound under their own basket. An area they've been pretty successful with this year of finding good play action out of these inbounds as they lob it up high. Abby, she kicks it in to Snoozy, turn around deuce to Snoozy, and she misses a short one. 3:23 to go here in quarter number two. Cardinals kick it up quickly. Robinette misses a short one. Here come the Crusaders. They've got temporary numbers. Stanley drives in, Snoozy, quick three off the mark. Battle for the rebound is nearly won by LaFleur, but she keeps it alive and kicks it over to Stanley. Stanley has the ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Crusaders. 3:03 to go here, quarter number two. 22-13, Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard.
Cardinals have kind of been stuck about 12, 13 points for a long time here, Coach.
Yeah, they've only got two here in the second quarter, and we're 5 minutes into it. There's Snoozy. Had the three on the left wing, turned it down, spins it over to Kleiss to LaFleur, right wing. Now back up high. Stanley above the circle. Kicks it back over to Kleiss. Kleiss puts it down once. Back to Stanley. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. They kick a corner. Lee fakes it. Kicks it up. Snoozy three.
Wow.
It's always a good choice when you find Melina Snoozy open.
And really just a great extra pass.
9 points on 3 3-pointers for Miss Snoozy there at the other end. Kleiss with the steal. Here come the Crusaders now. That 12-point lead is their biggest of the night. South Sioux City nearly gets another backcourt steal, but they finally break the pressure. Kick it up to Kleiss, back to Stanley. And Stanley's going to set the offense up above the circle. Little high pick there for LaFleur. Stanley drives in, gets it stolen away. Heineman, good defense by her. And she's going to scoot all the way up the floor there and take it in and miss the layup. Rebounded by Snoozy. Here come the Crusaders on the march the other way as Heineman's going to get a reaching foul there. That's going to be her third.
Yeah, not the smart move by Heineman there. That is one player they got to have on the court.
I think a little bit of a frustration foul for Brooklyn there as she missed the short one down at the other end and maybe felt like she had some contact there.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and gets the foul there. But that's a big loss. She's an outstanding senior point guard.
Again, defensively, South Sioux has not played bad. The big part of this half has been the Melina Snoozy kind of three-point show. Outside of that, it's been a pretty close game.
Snoozy misses the first free throw. She'll get one more. Crusaders up 12, 25-13. Just under 2 minutes left in your first half. Second free throw by Snoozy is good. Melina on the year, 25 for 33 now. She is a 75% free throw shooter. She exceeds 40% from the three-point line. Just an outstanding offensive threat. Here come the Cardinals now as they kick it up. And we're going to see some different guard action in the ball game as Aldrich is in the ball game. She kicks it over to Durant. Durant, nice pass down low, but the quick double team on Aldrich. Aiken's going to put it up, and she's going to be whistled. There's going to be a foul whistled on LaFleur, I believe, yep. As Maddie kind of slid under Abby Aiken, and Abby's going to go to the line. Abby was perfect on her first two free throws. She'll get two more here. Trying to get him off that two-point stalemate here in the second quarter.
And really, the best offense for them might just be attacking the basket. They haven't really had any luck passing out of the 1-3-1 getting any shots to go.
They have 170 more free throw attempts than the Crusaders, so I think attacking the basket's not a problem.
Yeah.
South Sioux City
is. They play aggressive on both ends of the court, no doubt.
Aiken misses the second one, 26-14 Crusaders, 1.5 to go, 90 seconds left in your first half. Demke right wing looking to Trying to find Lee inside, posted up. Now Snoozy backs up. Turned down the three. Nice drive there by LaFleur. And LaFleur is going to be fouled, I believe, by Aiken.
And that's her third.
That's going to be her third. So,
at some point, coach is going to have to make some adjustments defensively.
There are two senior starters. Both are whistled with three fouls here in the first half. As Miss LaFleur goes to the line, Maddie was one for two on her first one, and she knocks that one down.
All right.
Second free throw by Maddie's, as we see, checking in the ball game for the first time tonight, Colby Carroll, the 5 foot 8 inch freshman. So it's Carroll, Demke, LaFleur, Lee, and Snoozy on the floor for the Crusaders as LaFleur misses the second one, but Lee gets the rebound back to Snoozy. Snoozy probing right side, pull-up jumper from 12 feet is good. She's got 12 on the night to lead all scorers. 29-14, Crusader lead, stands at 15. There's a near steal. Sausu gets it up and gets it in. Nice finish there by Durant. She's got four. 29-16. Here's the Crusaders with just under a minute left in the first half. Snoozy pump fakes, drives, kicks back to LaFleur. And LaFleur's pretty aggressive tonight. Takes it right in the middle of the lane. Nothing going there. Snoozy now on the drive. And
three
we're going to get a three-second call there. I think they were kind of anticipating Molina putting that up and got caught with watching the paint dry.
You know, I'm going to give Molina Snoozy early in the season would pump fake, and a lot of times he'd call for traveling. She's really worked, and I've been watching that. She does not lift that pivot foot. That is something that she's worked on to improve.
Cardinals with the ball now. They swing it. It's in that far left corner. Heavy pressure. Ball's tipped out of bounds, almost stolen by Carroll. It's going to remain in the hands of South Sioux City. 3 second differential. 24 on the shot clock, 24 on the game clock, 21 on the shot clock. As South Sioux gets it up high on the inbound set, spins it over. Durant with the 3-pointer is good. So Bailey Durant with 7 in the quarter has been the bright spot here. 29-19. That lead's cut to 10. As Lee drives mid lane, kicks it out. Demke, 3-pointer is off the mark. Carroll with the rebound. She kicks it up to Snoozy, and Snoozy's three-pointer is off the mark. Good hustle by Colby Carroll to keep it alive, but the shot falls to no avail. It's Crusaders 29, South Sioux City 19 after one half of play. Once again, a shout-out to our second-quarter sponsors. They were Lightforms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. In addition, SRAM Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS have been your second quarter sponsors. On your Security National Bank scoreboard at half, it is the Crusaders 29 and the South Sioux City Cardinals 19. We'll be right back after a word from some of our great sponsors with our halftime show. It's Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Did you know Bishop Heelan Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Heelan's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Heelan's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Heelan finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Heelan's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the South Sioux City Cardinals 29-19 after one half of play. In addition to Dave Pepin Real Estate, our other sponsors for halftime tonight include People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. Once again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard is the Crusaders up 10. And, Tom, kind of what we expected, a little up and down.
Yeah. Very competitive game. South Sioux plays hard, and they really defensively they've gotten some second shots. They forced us into a couple turnovers in the full court, and so they're kind of hanging around. They haven't shot well. We've shot a little bit better, and as we get a visit from Jack Laura, great kid here. A really competitive first half. South Sioux City, they're going to have to really fight some foul trouble. I wouldn't be surprised to see them come out in this second half and go to some zone defense. Three fouls with their two seniors. That's going to be a tough one to finish this game out with those girls without those girls on the court.
Well, South Sioux's had some good looks. Just haven't been able to finish. And maybe the big story of the night is the three-point efficiency for the Crusaders as they knock down five from beyond the arc compared to just two for South Sioux City. And really that's your difference in the ball game right there. Real quickly on your scoring recap for half number one, first of all, for the Cardinals, just four different Cardinals found the scoring column. Brooklyn Heineman with seven, but she's also saddled with three fouls. 7 points for Bailey Durant. Bailey had a nice run there at the end of the second quarter to get those seven. 2 points for Briley Robinette and 1 point for Abby Aiken. And Abby, the 5'10" and senior, also saddled with three fouls for Coach Selk. For the Bishop Elon Crusaders, they were led, as they often are, by Melina Snoozy. Melina with 12 points. She had three from distance. 6 points for Brooklyn Stanley. 4 points for Maddie Demke. 3 points for Caitlin Porath. And 2 points apiece for Maddie LaFleur and Abby Lee. Tom, probably the one statistic that shines the most there is Abby Lee with just 2 points. Kind of unusual there.
Unusual. Abby's she shot a couple threes, one really deep one. Inside, just uncharacteristic, missed a couple inside. But South Sioux's been done a pretty good job when she gets it of really pushing her low off the block or sandwiching her. And so they've had a good game plan coming in tonight, no doubt.
Absolutely. Crusaders led 14-11 after one quarter of play. They outscored the Cardinals 15-8 in the second stanza. And, of course, that halftime lead now stands at 10. It's Crusaders 29 and South Sioux City 19. Just a reminder, we're back on the air on Friday. I believe I might be doing that game solo from South Sioux, from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, as Coach Betts has got a commitment. He's going to watch his son coach their final regular season
final
game.
Final regular season game down in Omaha against Norris, Oakland North versus Norris. They've had a good year. And
it should be a fantastic game.
It will be a really good game. Two really good teams, and yeah, we haven't had as many opportunities to go down and watch. And, hey, if I get to see Amelia, it's my birthday today. That's my birthday present is going down.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Tom.
27 years old.
You look every day of it, too.
Absolutely.
Well, so if you get a chance, reach out to our good friend.
So.
And wish him happy birthday.
I do want to offer some condolences. Dr. John Jorst's dad, science teacher at Heelan today, his dad, Dick, passed away this afternoon. Dick is a longtime Sioux City resident, and he lost his wife about a year ago, and Dick passed away this afternoon. And so condolences to Dr. Jorstad, our exceptional science teacher, Heelan graduate, and his family.
And a very, very proud Crusader at that.
So absolutely.
Condolences once again to the Jorstad family on that on that loss. Once again, half, it's 29-19. Our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. Again, we're back on the air on Friday with a doubleheader from South Sioux City, or from Council Bluffs, from Abraham Lincoln. Girls will tip off at 5:30. We'll have pregame about 5:20. Boys game will follow, and then on Saturday, another quick turnaround as we got another Saturday matinee here. Girls will play Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in their final regular season game of the year at 12:30 from here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Boys will follow, at about roughly 2 o'clock. So a busy week on Catholic Radio for the Bishop Heelan teams. As always, a big thanks to Catholic Radio for giving us the time to bring you these games. We certainly enjoy it. So once again, your halftime score, 29-19. We're going to take it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll set the stage for half number two. Again, the Crusaders up 10.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today.
And tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's great to have coverage tonight of Heelan, South Sioux City. It's always great to be on the air with all of you. We certainly thank all of you who are tuning in tonight. Again, the Crusaders up 10 at half. Again, Tom, the Crusaders maybe the one. Look, sometimes that third quarter hasn't always went the Crusaders' way.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This will be interesting to see if maybe they've cleaned that up a little bit. Really nice balance among the Crusader starters. Probably the big difference is maybe as Abby Lee just held the 2 points for the Crusaders. And keep an eye out for South Sioux City, the foul trouble they might have with outstanding guard Brooklyn Heineman with 3 fouls, along with Abby Aiken, their 5'10" post player, both seniors with 3 fouls apiece here in the first half. So we're ready to rock and roll here with quarter number 3. Final instructions are being made. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Looks like it'll be South Sioux City ball when we get ready to go here as the final second stick away of halftime. Nice crowd,
yeah,
Tom.
A great crowd, and you just mentioned Folk Brothers. I've got my friends at Folk Brothers coming out tomorrow morning to put a new water softener in. Thanks to Bill and Nate, they are taking me in short notice.
All right. Got to have that soft water, man.
Oh, well. I know my wife does.
Hey, your age, you're pretty fragile.
Absolutely. I can't get dry.
That hard water might not be your answer. Here comes South Sioux with the balls. Heineman kicks it across court to Durant. Crusaders going to open up in that 1-3-1. They're playing catch up high. There's Robin Ed, open three. It's a little bit strong, rebounded by Maddie LaFleur. Here come the Crusaders now. One and done for South Sioux City as Stanley kicks it up into Lee right away, and Lee gets a bucket. So we're going to get Abby caught up.
There we go.
Nice half-court feed by Stanley. Lee gets the finish. She's got 4. Crusader leads back to 12. Robinette, crossover dribble, kicks it left baseline. Now back up high. Stanley with the steal. She saves it, but it goes right to the hands of Durant. Durant's going to bring it all the way to the hole, and she goes in into contact, throws it up. Nothing going there. It's a nice rebound there by LaFleur. So Maddie's got a couple of rebounds here early in the second half. Crusaders kick it up to Snoozy, left wing. Pull back up high. Stanley, wide open three, just a little bit short. Maddie once again hits the board, saves it back to Stanley. Kick it over to Lee. Lee has trouble handling it. Back up high, Snoozy. Snoozy, right wing extended. Pull up three is just off the mark. As Maddie LaFleur with her 4th rebound of the third quarter, kicks it up to Demke. Demke's 3-pointers off the mark. Finally, Aiken comes down with it for South Sioux City.
And a couple of those rebounds, I just thought, like, well, why doesn't South Sioux bend over and pick the ball up?
There's Heineman, pull up three, quickly off the break, no pass three, and she's off the mark there. So Brooklyn can't find the net as the ball goes out of bounds. Will belong to the Crusaders. 6:34 to go here, quarter number 3, 31-19. The Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Here comes Maddie Demke. South Sioux is going to stay in that one, or stay in that man-to-man defense. Demke kicks it left wing, Snoozy. Snoozy kind of looking at things over. Yep. Finally kicks it back to Maddie. And Maddie LaFleur is going to hand back to Stanley. Stanley pulls up her dribble just upside the elbow. And LaFleur.
How about that, Maddie LaFleur?
A scoring bonanza tonight for Maddie LaFleur. She's got four at the other end. Nice push up the floor. Durant with a nice finish there. And she's going to get the and one. As whistled for the foul is going to be
Miss
LaFleur. And Maddie now it becomes the first Crusader with two fouls and a three-point opportunity here for Bailey Durant. At the free throw line is Durant. On the season, she is a 37% free throw shooter. Didn't look like it there. She nothing but the bottom of the net. She's got 10 to lead all the South Sioux City Cardinals in scoring. That leads back to 11 Crusaders, 33-22. Cross-court pass, Snoozy, left wing extended, nothing going. A quick flash there by Stanley. Now Demke goes back door. Her layup's off the mark, and Aiken gets the rebound. One and down for the Crusaders. Here come the Cardinals pushing it up. Durant's going to take it right into the hole and get the finish there. Tell you what, Bailey Durant's been impressive tonight.
Yes,
she's got 12.
Well, again, they're a very aggressive team going to the hole. And
speaking of going to the hole, Stanley goes in, flips it to Lee, and Lee misses another short one. Here comes Heineman now pushing it in, and she's going to draw the foul as Maddie Demke hacks her on the drive. It's going to non-shooting foul, but that lead now sits at 9, 33-24.
As LaFleur comes in for Brazil.
And you can certainly understand why South Sioux gets to the free throw line as often as they do. They are ultra aggressive.
They're taking
with the ball up high, kicks it right wing, now right corner. Heineman, open three, off the mark, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Stanley. Stanley doesn't have numbers, so she pulls it back, kicks it back to Demke, now to Stanley, right side, right wing. Stanley with the drive, flip to Snoozy, quick release, good.
Yeah. You can't leave her, that's for darn sure.
Melina Snoozy with her fourth bucket from deep tonight. She's got 15 to lead all scores. Here come the South Sioux City Cardinals working around that Crusader. 1-3-1, it's stolen. Nice release up to Snoozy. Snoozy drop step or jump stop, kind of got herself off balance, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off the miss and stay with the Crusaders. A rare miss for Molina on the layup.
We've seen some uncharacteristic misses tonight by the Crusaders, and like I said, let's get those out of the way before the tournament.
One of the first times in the last few they've actually had some pressure on some of those shots.
Right,
so,
that's true. It's a little bit different.
The last few have been kind of there's Snoozy on the inbound set, gets in the lane, gets cut off. Good defense by Moret. She's going to go coast to coast. Missed the layup. Demke with the rebound. She leads the Crusader attack. 3-on-2. She'll kick it left wing. Snoozy, quick release and off the mark. And we're going to see a foul whistled, I believe, on Abby Lee there on the rebound.
Again, this is kind of the game we predicted it could be.
I think it's good for both teams.
No doubt about it.
As you're heading into the playoff time.
We needed this game much more than we needed a blowout. We need a competitive game against a good team.
South Sioux City with a turnover there. That was Robinette got caught in the air there and lost the ball. Crusaders with a steal. Here's the Crusaders trying to add to that 12-point lead. They lead 36-24. We're halfway through quarter number three. Crusaders up 12. Abby Lee, turnaround elbow jumper off the mark. Nice pin out and rebound there by Weaver. Here comes South Sioux City. It's Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are your third quarter premier sponsors. Heineman with the ball for South Sioux. Kicks it up high. Durant, open three, is good.
Right. Well, back in single digits here at 36-27.
Bailey Durant averages 13 points a game, and she's been kicking it tonight is Abby Lee on the answer for the Crusaders. Is once again the Crusaders kick it up quickly. Abby's going to get the and one opportunity there, and that foul is going to be whistled on the aforementioned Bailey Durant. She's got two for the 5'9" sophomore. Durant with 15, Snoozy with 15 are your game's leading scorers as Abby Lee goes to the line. Abby's worked that free throw number up to 68% on the year. Yep. She knocks that down. After having just two at halftime, she now has seven for the Crusaders, and that Crusader lead bumps back up to 12 at 39-37 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. South Sioux with the ball. Nearly has it stolen. Hand back to Heineman. Heineman kicks it cross court. Robinette pump fake drive. Back to Heineman, and she's going to be fouled by Demke. And that's going to be three on Maddie Demke.
Yeah.
She becomes the first Crusader to enter the foul trouble. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. The South Sioux City Cardinals will inbounds. They kick it in quickly to Groves. They spin it over. Nice drive there on the left wing and flip back to Heineman. Heineman loses control. She's going to reset from above the top of the key. Drives elbow. Spins it over to Robinette. They go corner. Three-pointers off the mark there as Weaver had a look. Couldn't get it to fall on the other end.
That's one where Snoozy, I think Snoozy gave it up.
Snoozy gave it up to Colby Carroll. She gets it back and drops it in. Melina Snoozy with another three. That's five from deep tonight. And she's got 18. South Sioux quickly. They're going to answer. Both these teams will answer quickly. Heineman drives into the lane. Flips it left wing. Nothing going. Nice defense by the Crusaders to cut her off. They kick it up high. Weaver. And Weaver's going to be fouled by Brooklyn Stanley. And that's going to be team foul number five on the Crusaders this quarter. So
okay.
It's going to put
the Cardinals go to the line for the rest of the way.
Kiana Weaver to the line, the 5'5" sophomore. She's a 48% free throw shooter on the year. She's 13 for 27 from the charity stripe. Let's see if she's got the answer. Free throw is good.
Actually, it looked like a pretty good stroke, good rotation.
That's her first point of the night. On the night, 5 for 6 for the for the South Sioux City Cardinals, as Weaver will get one more free throw here. Nice looking sophomore group for Coach Selk. South Sioux is going to be something to deal with for a few years.
Absolutely.
She gets the second one to fall. That leads now sits at 42-29 as we get a timeout on the floor. It is a full timeout, and we're going to take one with you with 2:34 to go here in quarter number three. It is the Crusaders 42, South Sioux City 29.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
After we return to action, it'll be a Crusader ball. They lead 42-29, 2:32 to go here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders have outscored South Sioux City 21-9 from beyond the arc. That's really the difference in your ball game. As Colby Carroll tries to kick it inside to Maddie LaFleur, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. Nice defense there by Addie Aiken as she tips it out of bounds and will remain in the hands of the Crusaders. Lawler Fixtures, Meyer Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, Catholic Charities, and Missouri Valley Land and Cattle join Folk Brothers and Central Bank as your third quarter sponsors.
See if we can catch what's going on here. Is the stop in action?
Not sure if they're discussing shot clock or what here. That tends to be the
right.
Biggest arguing point here as we get a little delay in the action. Reminder, we're back on the air on Friday. Doubleheader from Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, 5:30 and 7. And then Saturday afternoon, back on the air from here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, 12:30 and 2 o'clock. Stanley triggers the ball up high to Snoozy. Snoozy with five trays on the night, kicks it right wing Stanley. Stanley left-handed dribble, mid-lane jumper good. Nice drive there by Brooklyn. She's got eight. And that leads 15-44-29. Crusaders set that 1-3-1 up. Good ball movement by South Sioux City. Heineman had it. Now she's going to get double teamed. Flips it over up high to Weaver. Weaver breaks the action. Tries to kick it over to Heineman, but stolen by Stanley. Here comes Stanley. 3-on-2. Kicks it over to Kleiss. Kleiss's layup is off the mark. Rebounded by Brooklyn Stanley. 5'7", she's a good rebounder. Here comes Salsu kicking it up quickly. As driving in was Robinette. Good defense by the Crusaders. They're holding the ground there, and Robinette missed the short one. At the other end, Kleiss now with the ball. Kicks it up high. Snoozy above the arc. Elbow, nothing going. Tries to kick it down into Maddie, and the ball's going to be tied up. Jump ball, and it's going to belong to the Crusaders as Addie Aiken went down kind of hard there, and she's a little bit slow to get up. She makes her way up. Looks like Addie's going to be okay.
The Cardinals with only one foul in this quarter.
1:21 to go here in your third quarter. Crusaders up 15. They led by three after one, 14-11, by 10 at half, and they've stretched that lead to 15 now, 44-29, with 81 seconds left here in quarter number three. On the inbound, Snoozy kicks it back to Stanley. Demke, wide open three, good.
You know,
Maddie Demke.
You don't think of Maddie as being a really, you know, an offensive threat, but she is very efficient when she gets her shots.
Salsu City at the other end as Robinette throws it away, trying that diagonal pass, and that 1-3-1 has just got, as it does so often, has just got them playing a little bit faster than maybe they want to, and a lot of first and second pass turnovers tonight for the Cardinals.
Yeah, agreed.
47-29 as we near the one-minute mark here in quarter number three. Crusaders trying to move to 18-1 on the season. Stanley up high. Working against that South Sioux City man-to-man defense. She dribbles all the way down the right side, kicks it left corner. Snoozy up high, back into nice, really nice play by Stanley off the feed from Snoozy. She's got 10 now. Brooklyn caught it about 8 feet away and has spun back to her right shoulder and got the bucket to fall on the other end. Nice drive by Durant. Is off the mark. She gets her own rebound. She's going to get to the free throw line as the foul is going to be whistled on Addie Kleiss.
Durant, she just got away getting to that basket. 71 free throw attempts for her on the season.
Only
18%.
I'm not surprised here. First free throw is in and out. She'll get one more. Nice productive night for her. 15 points on the night as Carly Cobe is going to check into the ball game and Addie Kleiss will check out. So it's Kobe, Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, and Lee on the floor for the Crusaders as she knocks that second free throw down. 1-for-2 for Bailey Durant. She's got 16 on the night. Over half the points for South Sioux City belong to Miss Durant. Here's Demke now, kicks it over to Stanley. Stanley has become pretty aggressive here in the third quarter. Now back to Demke up high near midcourt between the circles. Run a little guard through here. Stanley drives in. Left-hand layup is up and good.
Yeah, great, great left-handed shot by Brooklyn.
Six at half. She's got six in the third. She's got 12 on the night. At the other end, Durant drives, and she's going to get to the free throw line with just 1 second left in the quarter. Tell you what, she's a good-looking freshman, or a good-looking sophomore player.
Yeah.
5'9". And yeah, she'll get a couple free throws. That foul was whistled on Abby Lee. That's Abby's second. First free throw creeps in. She'll get one more. Yeah, 37% free throw shooter. She certainly hasn't looked that tonight. His second free throw is off the mark and rebounded, and that's going to be the end of your quarter. So after three quarters of play, here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it is the South Sioux City Cardinals trailing the Bishop Heelan Crusaders 51-31. Our third quarter was brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClellan Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixture. Second spot, we'll be back for quarter number four here. It's the Crusaders up 20.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. Coming out of the third quarter, Crusaders had the ball first. Nice ball movement ended up in Carly Cove's hand. She hits the three, and then after Durant missed at the other end, Maddie Demke gets a quick two. So a little 5-0 run here has pushed that lead to 25 as we start quarter number four. There's Durant driving for South Sioux City, kicks it out. Weaver, three-pointer off the mark, and Cove gets the rebound. Nice job by Carly there. Fourth quarter night brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. They are your premier sponsors. As Demke drives in, she's going to be fouled in the act, and she'll get two free throws. That foul is going to be whistled on Bella Moret for the South Sioux City Cardinals. Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. Nice quick start for the Crusaders here in quarter four.
Absolutely. We got, as of right now, has every senior scored? Not Julie Verzel, maybe.
Julie's the only one that hasn't.
Okay, we got to get her on the book tonight.
Demke with 10, Snoozy with 18, and Stanley with 12. So three Crusaders in double figures as Maddie knocks both free throws down. She's got 11. And that lead stands at 27 here, under 7 minutes left in your ball game. Crusaders going to stay in that 1-3-1. Robinette, open three, good. Nice-looking jumper there by Briley Robinette. Another one of these sophomores for South Sioux City. Crusaders now, Demke up high, kicks it left wing, Snoozy. Snoozy with five threes on the night. Right wing, Demke, back up high, Stanley. Stanley, left-handed dribble, gets a short jumper and gets it to fall. Nice little runner there by Brooklyn. She's got 14 on the night.
So nice. So effective with the drive. She can either hand, but she really likes to go to that left, and she's deadly.
Stanley, Verzel, Kobe, Demke, and Snoozy on the floor for the Crusaders. South Sioux City's having some trouble. Finally kick it into Heineman. Heineman drives in, and she's going to be hacked in the act of shooting, and it looks like a foul is going to be whistled on Melina Snoozy. That's her second, and it's going to put Miss Heineman to the line to shoot a pair.
Heineman with only seven, or really scored early and then it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, 10 below her scoring average. First free throw is up and good. She has shot now 111 free throws. She has hit 87 of those. So this is a girl you don't want to put the free throw line too often.
No.
She looks like the type of player that's going to have a future in some college basketball if she chooses. Both free throws fall for Heineman. 60-36 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Porath with the ball. She's checked into the ball game. They kick it into Julie Verzel. Verzel kicks it corner. Cove back up high. Demke back to Cove. Carly three. Good.
Oh, Carly. I tell you what. How about that between Carly and Porath? Three threes tonight.
63-36 Crusaders as Heineman breaks the pressure, and then the Cardinals throw it away, trying to kick it inside to Weaver. Just a little bit too firm on the pass, and South Sioux City coach Welk's going to call a timeout, or Selk's going to call a timeout here. It is a short timeout. Gives us a chance once again to thank our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. From Catholic Radio, if you work for or are a lay leader in the Catholic Church and you want to put more people in the pews, become a leader your parish needs, and build a thriving church community, tune in Tuesdays at 3:20 to Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial for a new locally produced program entitled Catholic Ministry Professionals. So Tuesdays at 3:20. If you are a church leader and want to become a stronger church leader and build a thriving church community. Once again, Tuesdays at 3:20. Also, the Siouxland Youth Group is another new addition to Siouxland Catholic Radio. The youth group's Praise and Worship Plus Mass will be live streamed and available on demand on Catholic Radio's Facebook page or YouTube channel each month, thanks to the Gilchrist Foundation and Bishop Heelan High School. Out of the timeout, Crusaders throw the ball away, trying to kick it inside to Verzel. Here comes Heineman. Nice step through, puts it up, and she's going to be fouled and get to the free throw line once again.
They are coached to attack the basket. They do an excellent job of it.
That foul is going to be on Maddie Demke. That's four on Miss Demke with 5:23 to go here in your ballgame. Crusaders up 27 as Heineman misses the first one. That's a rarity. And she'll get one more. Second free throw for the Cardinals is up and good. 10 points now on the line for Brooke. Here comes Demke with the ball, kicks it left corner. Kobe back inside to Verzel. She spins it out. Poreth up high. Stanley. I think they're trying to get Julie Verzel the ball down low. And
Julie needs to set a pick and hit a three. That's what everyone else is doing.
ball stolen away. Here comes the Brooklyn Heineman on the push. Throws up a wild shot there. Got a little off balance. Here comes Demke pushing it quickly the other way. And now she's going to pull it back between the circles. Right side Stanley. Stanley drives in mid lane. Kicks it down to Verzel. And
Julie
gets trapped. She spins it out. Poreth. Caitlin with a three. Good. Caitlin Poreth with her second tray of the night.
Well, she's her and Carly are both 2 of 3 from the arc, 66%. Now, if I'm compared to the other guys, maybe they should be playing some more.
At the other end, short misses by Heineman and Durant, but ends up in a jump ball, and the Cardinals will hold on to it. Checking into the ballgame for the first time tonight is Penny. And she kicks it in and gets the assist there as our nearest assist is Robinette's going to get a pair. She's fouled by Julie Verzel. So that's Julie's first. Team foul number 3 for the Crusaders here. 4:25 left in your ballgame. 66-37 Crusaders. As Robinette knocks that free throw down, she'll get one more. Briley's got 6 points on the night. As Maddie Demke's going to check out, as is Caitlin Stanley. Probably the last, maybe the last you see of them tonight here. Yeah. Second free throw is a little bit short. Nice rebound by Julie Verzel. One out of two for South Sioux City. Here comes the Crusaders on the attack.
Oh, the backdoor play. Let's
Verzel with the layup, and she's going to get to the free throw line and get a chance to get in the scorebook. Julie Verzel will shoot two. .66-38, 4:16 to go here. Julie's free throw is up and in and out. Let's get one more here to fall.
This one will go. Oh.
Off the back of the horn. The rebound is corralled by Robinette, but she stepped out of bounds. So Crusaders will maintain possession. 4:14 left in your ballgame. Crusaders up by 28, 66-38. Julie Verzel will trigger the inbounds, having trouble finding somebody open. Finally kicks it to Kobe. Back out to Julie. Kobe up high, left side. Now they're going to take it in the middle. Colby Carroll swings it all the way around. Julie Verzel in the corner. She's going to drive, gets cut off. Kicks it over to Kobe on the drive. Shots up and off the mark. Nice rebound there by Durant. Here comes South Sioux. As Durant takes it deep in the hole, gets contact, puts it up. No foul, but got the bucket. It's her first bucket of the fourth quarter. 66-40, Crusaders. Verzel breaks the pressure, brings it right wing. Now up high. Colby Carroll spins it over to Kobe. Inside to Julie. Julie's going to be hacked again. And this time the foul's going to be whistled on Robinette, and Julie's going to go back to the line to shoot a pair here. Let's get one or both of these to foul. Fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Howland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. As that one goes in and out, she'll get one more as South Sioux City is going to sub in a few new players here. Julie Burzell goes to the line, the senior, with one more free throw. Again tonight, Demke, Kobe, Stanley, Burzell, and Porath are your seniors playing their last game here in regular season as Julie gets that one to fall and pushes that lead to 67-40. 1-3-1 Crusaders. Kaylin Porath at the point. In the middle's Burzell as South Sioux City turns it over. Lots of turnovers for the team in red tonight.
And here comes Schermerhorn.
Maddie Schermerhorn.
Maddie Schermerhorn into the game.
And Julie Burzell is going to check out. Crusaders with the ball. Schermerhorn up high. She's going to drive. Flips back. Colby Carroll just right wing extended. Kicks it in to Porath. She tried to kick it out to Schermerhorn and goes off the Crusaders. And I think that was a gift there.
Yeah, that was a gift.
3:09 to go in your ball game. Crusaders up 27-67-40.
Again, I think we'll see this group for another minute or two, and then we still have four Crusaders with their warm-ups on that are probably going to get in tonight.
With the ball is Penny. She kicks it inside, and it's stolen away. Nice defense by Carly Cove. Carly's had a nice floor game tonight on top of the 6 points. Here comes Kleiss with the ball. Kicks it right wing now. Colby Carroll, the freshman. Colby's going to drive into the baseline. Gets cut off. Picks her dribble up. Kleiss flashes to the bucket, but it's tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Brooklyn Heineman to tip the ball out of bounds. It'll remain in the hands of the Crusaders here. As triggering the ball inbounds will be Schermerhorn for the Crusaders. Maddie kicks it right corner to Carroll. Back to Schermerhorn. Up high, Kleiss. Porath on the right wing. She's got a couple trays tonight. Schermerhorn with the drive. Cut off. Back to Porath on the right wing. Colby Carroll up high above the three-point line. Schermerhorn left wing extended and has to throw up a shot at the buzzer, a shot clock, and Heineman gets the rebound. She goes coast to coast, and she's going to be fouled as she went down hard there as Colby Carroll fouls her on the drive, and Heineman hit the bucket hard. And
helped up by Kaylin Porath, and she'll go to the line and shoot a couple free throws.
Might have been a good thing that she has the thick ponytail there, kind of cushioned the fall a little bit, as the referee is going to give her a second there. She went down pretty hard.
Okay, they're calling her on the floor. We'll take it out underneath, and I know the ponytail always helped me.
It was so much contact on that the scoreboard went out. And now it's back, or partially back. It's all back. 2:18 to go in your ballgame, 67-40 Crusaders as they march on toward what looks to be their 18th win of the season. Three-pointer from the corner for South Sioux City's off the mark. Rebounded by Kleiss, and Kleiss kicks it over to Colby Carroll, the point guard, freshman point guard, is going to take it into the lane. Flips it back to Kleiss. Kleiss corner, Porath, another three. And just battle for the rebound. It's going to be won by Kobe. Cope step back three off the mark, and Schermerhorn with a nice rebound there. Kicks it back to Kleiss. Carroll up high. Gets cut off. Picks her dribble up. Right wing Cope. And we see a kickball there. 1:36 to go. 4 seconds left on the shot clock.
And the rest of those seniors will take a break. And we got a nice fresh crew out here with Delaney, with Bleeker. Let's see. Bleeker inside, number 25, same number as her brother Jared. Iowa baseball recruit.
Now we're going to see who they whistle this foul. I think Bleeker's going to be whistled for the foul there. As she fouled Abby McCoy, who's checked in the ball game for South Sioux City. And so Abby's going to go to the line. She's a 5'6" freshman. And she'll shoot a pair here. 67-40. We got 1 minute and 29 seconds left in the ball game. McCoy's first free throw is off the mark. A reminder, the girls will finish their season this weekend, Friday night at Abraham Lincoln, 5:30 tip-off. And then back home Thomas Jefferson at 12:30 on Saturday. Both those games will be covered by Catholic Radio's. McCoy misses both free throws. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Sal Sue. In fact, it goes back to McCoy. She kicks it inside. It's stripped away and finally stolen by Schemmerhorn. Here come the Crusaders on the move. It's Billings bringing it across the midcourt. Kicks it down to Delaney on the right side, and the ball goes out of bounds and will belong to South Sioux City. So several young players getting a little feel for varsity action here.
Well, and I've got to apologize to Miss Delaney. I gave too much props the other night to her brother, Max, and she was the one out here playing, not him. So
Yoakum misses the three.
Ellie Delaney, I'm sorry.
And Yoakum missed the three at the other end. Ashley got the steal, and here she comes. She's going to drive right back, and then it's stolen away and out of bounds off South Sioux City. 45.8 seconds to go. All Crusaders tonight. They led by three after one, by 10 at half. They've just stretched that out throughout the third quarter as they went up 20 after three, and now the lead stands at 67-40 with just 46 ticks left on the clock. Ball goes up high. It's an open three. Delaney off the mark. Schemmerhorn with another rebound. She's going to go back up with it. Comes up a little short. Gets the rebound again. Misses that one. And finally it's rebounded by South Sioux City. As
I think
Aldrich got maybe poked in the eye on that rebound. As the referees are going to slow things down, so they're going to check Robinette back in for the last 31.6 seconds to go. Basically, the game clock and shot clock are about the same here as we wind down to the end. Crusaders are going to move to 18-1 on the season, while the South Sioux City Cardinals are going to fall to 13-8. Both these teams rated in their respective states. There's McCoy with the ball right corner, kicks it up high. Robinette drives all the way to the hole, gets a layup up, and it's off the mark. But a rebound there, and a putback is going to be it's going to be Eliana Groves, so she's going to be fouled in the act, and she'll get to the free throw line to shoot a couple here with 16.5 seconds to go. That foul is going to be whistled on Delaney for the Crusaders. First free throw is up and good. Groves on the year is a 50% free throw shooter. She's now 5-for-9 on the season. Let's see if she can get one more here to fall. Second free throw is up and good as
good look,
well.
Good looking stroke.
16 seconds to go. Cardinals are going to kind of back it off. Look for the Crusaders maybe just to run this thing out with 9 seconds to go. As Billings gets the ball, kicks it back up high to Delaney. They're just going to freeze it out, and that's going to be your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. The Crusaders grabbing win number 18 on the season against just one loss. Defeat the South Sioux City Cardinals 67-42. Remember, the Crusaders will close the season out Friday at Abraham Lincoln, then back here on Saturday at 12:30 against Thomas Jefferson. Once again, your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders 67, South Sioux City 42. Big thanks once again to Five Star Awards and More, Greenville Pharmacy, Her Health Women's Center, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, Jimmy John's, as well as our premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Your final, Crusader 67, South Sioux City 42. We'll be right back for our post-game show. You're listening to Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Culligan, for more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City, to find out more, call 712-252-4479.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Tonight's Crusader postgame show is brought to you by our premier postgame sponsor. It is Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daggle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. In addition, Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. They are your underwriters for quarter for our postgame show. And once again, the Crusaders cruise to a 67-42 win. They moved to 18-1 on the season, while the South Sioux City Cardinals fall to 13-8. For the Cardinals, they were led in scoring tonight by Bailey Durant with 19. A great night for the 5'9" sophomore. 10 points for Brooklyn Heineman, 6 points for Briley Robinette, and 3 points for Abby Aiken, 2 points for Groves, and 2 points for Kiana Weaver. 42 points for South Sioux City. They fall to 13-8 on the season. For your Crusaders, once again, leading the scoring push was Melina Snoozy. Melina with 18 points, including 5 from deep. 5 three-pointers tonight for Melina. 14 points for Brooklyn Stanley. 11 points for Demke. 6 points apiece for Carly Cove and Caitlin Porras. 7 points for Abby Lee, and 4 points for Maddie LaFleur. 1 point for Julie Verzel. That is your scoring recap for tonight's ballgame. Crusaders win by a final of 67-42. Well, Tom, really maybe the last tough test for the girls before they hit the playoff circuit.
You go down to AL, it's always a little different environment down there. It can certainly cause you some problems just from being in a tough road environment, which they'll see Friday night. But no, good win. Both teams, for the most part, played pretty solid games. The Crusaders just shot lights out tonight.
Well, and South Sioux really puts a premium on the officials making the calls, because they just take it right into the heart of the defense, and really impressed with that team. Again, there's a number of sophomores as well as a good junior in Bella Morat that Coach. Coach Zelp's going to have a good group for several years to come. But tonight it was too much Crusader, and once again a big three-point night for Melina Snoozy as she knocked down 5 of those. In fact, she only had 1 two-point basket, but 18 points for the outstanding freshman, Stanley. Another workman-like 14 points for Brooklyn and 11 for Maddie Demke. Kudos once again to the 5 seniors, Demke, Stanley, Verzel, Porath, and Cobe. All of them came in, got big points, and really shot the ball well. Carly Cobe with 2 trays, as well as Caitlin Porath with a couple of from deep. So.
And Caitlin got us started. She hit her first 3, the first shot of the night. Nothing but the bottom of the net. So, yeah, a great night for our seniors that have meant so much to this program, and congratulations to all 5 of them.
Once again, your postgame sponsors are Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Again, your final 67-42. Well, Tom, Friday night they hit the road. Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln. Girls tip at 5:30, boys at 7. And then we're back here. A quick turnaround with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson coming to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Girls will tip off at 12:30. Guys will tip off shortly after that, and then boys will have 1 more game the following week. Girls will put a wrap on the regular season on Saturday. So been a great regular season for Coach Kulsa's staff and these girls, 18-1 on the season, third ranked in the state. A couple undefeated teams in 4A hang ahead of them, but one would think that this is a group that's going to have a pretty high seed come postseason time.
Well, when you look at teams that really have a legitimate shot of winning that 4A state championship, I think it would fit on one hand.
Yeah.
And the Crusaders are definitely one of those teams.
And the Crusaders have shown their wear of playing a pretty difficult schedule. They've went out of their way to find some teams that are going to be contenders down the stretch, and if not in their class, in other classes. And of course, our friends from Lamar's, they split 1-1, and maybe lost in the shuffle is back-to-back wins on this weekend will ensure the Crusaders with a conference title, which is probably goal number one for this team, as it should be. And so plenty to play for these girls, again, just a week away from the start of playoffs. So the girls with a big 67-42 win over South Sioux City Cardinals. And kudos to the Cardinals. They're going to make a run in Nebraska. That's a good basketball team. So any closing comments, Tom, before we shut her down?
No. It's just amazing how fast this winter has gone. And the best is yet to come.
If you get a chance, wish my dear friend a happy birthday. Big number 57 for the big guy.
Yeah. Wow.
Coach Betts. So,
where did that time go?
Absolutely. So if you get a chance, reach out to him tonight, if not tomorrow. But happy birthday, Thomas, my friend.
Thanks, brother.
All right. So that's a wrap here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Big thanks to our postgame sponsors as well as all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without you, none of this would be possible. And an equally big thanks to our friends at Catholic Radio for your allowing us the privilege of bringing you these games and giving up valuable airtime. We know it means a lot to our listening audience. So for Abby DeMars back to the studio, thanks so much, Abby, and my friend Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Thanks so much. Until Friday night, have a great week, everyone. God bless, and good night.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury,